Christmas is for children. Really? Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
That was Steve Brown. Life isn't a dress rehearsal, and that's why this program, Key Life, is around. Honest, practical, and street-smart Bible teaching for the business of living. Here's Steve.
Thanks, Mike. Hope you had a great weekend. And I hope your pastor's sermon met your needs the way my pastor's sermon met my needs. Listen, if you have your Bible, turn, if you will, to Matthew, the 18th chapter. And by the way, we're going to take this week and also into next Monday. And, you know, it's hard to ignore Christmas. I mean, you can't go anyplace where Christmas isn't right now. And Christians shouldn't try to ignore it. I frankly wish we could do it in July and let the pagans have this one. And us too. Then we could party without feeling guilty and just have a really good time and give each other gifts. And then have a real Christmas sometime in the summer. But that's not going to happen, I want you to know. I want you to know that if I on this broadcast said I didn't believe in Santa Claus or that Santa Claus was bad, I would get more critical mail than if I said I didn't believe in the virgin birth. Well, enough about that. Please cut back anything that I say this week because I'm a Scrooge and I know it and God is dealing with me on it and I'm going to tell you why as we get into this week of programs. As I said, if you have your Bible, we're going to be looking at Matthew 18, 1 through 5, which is not a traditional Christmas text. But I'm going to show you why it really is. Hey, listen, before we turn to the Word, let's go before the throne. Father, we're all busy right now, and sometimes it's hard to remember that you really came, that you really loved us, that you entered time and space to let us know that you weren't angry. Father, give us the time to pause a moment here and there and to look up and to remember and to laugh and to be glad. Father, there's some people who are listening to this broadcast right now, and Christmas time is not a good time for them. Unpleasant memories, issues of abuse, a past that haunts, a remembrance of Christmas past when there was a lot of pain. Father, I lift them before you and ask that you would meet them at the point of their need. Father, cause them to look away from the pain and the wounds and the difficulty and remember that it's not their birthday, it's yours. Father, cause them to remember that you came and that your love is what really counts. And then, Father, there are other kinds of needs. Our financial problems are magnified this time of the year. Our loneliness sometimes even our doubts. And so, Father, come now and meet us at the point of our needs as you define them. Father, we thank you and we praise you for all that you've done and all that you are. And we thank you for Christmas. And now, as we look at your word on this week of broadcast, we pray for the one who teaches that you would forgive him his sins, for they are many. We would see Jesus and him only. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been said, and I know you may be tired of it, that Christmas really is for children. Do you sometimes get tired of all of the comments, "It's for the children"? Politicians use that all the time. When they have an agenda that may not be a popular agenda, they always bring up the children. And when they bring up the children, then they can play on people's emotions and further their political power agenda and their manipulation. And so sometimes, and by the way, I love children. I've had my own. I loved them when they were children. I love them now that they're grown. And I love my grandchildren. So I'm not as bad as it sounds, but I just really get tired of the children. Somebody sent me a statement or an email the other day about children's books that didn't quite make it, titles of these books that will never be published. I think it was written by somebody who probably gets irritated all the time with politicians using children to get their political agenda. But these are some of the children's books that didn't quite make it. You Are Different, and That's Bad. The Boy Who Died from Eating All His Vegetables. Dad's New Wife, Timothy. Or how about this one? Fun four-letter words to know and share. Or the kid's guide to hitchhiking. Or Kathy was so bad her mom stopped loving her. The little sissy who snitched. Oh, there's some here I can't use, but the point is made. And the point is that sometimes we can bring up that and its emotional content so much that we use it as a power to manipulate others. And so maybe when you heard me say that Christmas is for children, you said to yourself, I don't believe Brown's going to do that too. I mean, I'm tired of the politicians, and now at Christmas he's going to play on my emotions because he's going to talk about Christmas is for children. Nay, nay, nay. I heard an interview not too long ago with Larry Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers. They were talking about Christmas, and one of them said, look, Christmas is very difficult for us. We've been very successful. If we need something or if we want something, we just go out and buy it. Not only that, we have everything we ever wanted or needed right now. What do you buy as a gift for someone who not only has everything, but can afford anything he wants? And then one of the Gatlin brothers said, Christmas is for the children. I wince when he said that, because it seemed so trite. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought maybe he's got a point. I've said it enough. And by the way, I'm better. When I was a pastor, I could be a real Scrooge at Christmas. And I got into that groove. I just had so much to do, and there was so much pain at Christmas that I just dreaded it when it came around. And I tried not to mess it up for my entire family. In fact, my great enjoyment of Christmas over the past many, many years has been watching my family enjoy it so much when I knew that I couldn't. But I'm better. I'm not a pastor anymore, and I'm getting so I'm even feeling some of the warm fuzzies that I never felt before. But let me tell you one of the reasons why. Because I found that Christmas really is for children, and I'm finding that God has called me to be a child. The world says, grow up. And you know what Jesus says? He says, grow down. As we grow down and we become a child, not childish, but a child, then Christmas is restored with all of its splendor and its glitter and its glory. All right, enough chit-chat. Let me give you the text. It's Matthew 18, 1 through 5. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. Sometimes when we read that, we say, oh, isn't that nice? And when we say, oh, isn't that nice, we miss some of the most profound truths that Jesus ever taught. And believe it or not, they have to do with Christmas, because Christmas is for children. You know what we do when a child is born? We begin the process of socialization. Now, part of that, if you're a Christian, is to get a child to begin to not be so selfish and so prideful. Then we get them in school, and we make them like everybody else, and we say, you smile and you be nice, and cry, will you? I'll give you something to cry about. We feel that we have been called by God to socialize our children. And as a result, a lot of us were never children. As a result, a lot of us grew up in homes where we're working so very hard to be so very good. A lot of us can't hear what Jesus said, because being a child is being irresponsible, and being a child is being selfish, and being a child is always doing it wrong, and if you do it wrong, your parents and your teachers and your boss won't love you. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, put all that aside. I'm going to give you a Christmas present that will make all the difference in the world. I'm going to cause you, if you will let me, to become a child. Not childish, but a child. And when you become a child and you go through Christmas, you will then understand. Because there are some things that only children understand. All right, let me say some things about this, and I'm just going to start it today, and then I'm going to continue it the rest of the week. First, a child, when you think about it, understands the wonder of a gift. Wordsworth said, "The child is father of the man, and that a baby comes to us trailing clouds of glory." Well, Wordsworth was wrong. He didn't understand, and I wouldn't agree with that concept, but there is something to it. Somebody tells the story about the little baby who came into the household, and the two-year-old said he wanted to go into the baby's room by himself. The parents finally let him, but they left the door cracked, and they heard him say, "Hey, little sister, quick, tell me about God. I'm beginning to forget." Not very good theology, but it is a good thought. You think about that. Amen. Well, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Hey, listen, if you're not part of our Key Life Tape family, I'd love for you to be a part of it. This is how it works. Once you let me know by giving me a call or giving us a call, I don't sit at the phone all the time, 1-800-KEY-LIFE, 24 hours a day, or you can write Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org. If you live in the States, it's Key Life Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. And when you write or call or email us and ask to be a part of Key Life Tapes, you become a part of our Key Life Tape family. Every few weeks, you receive a tape. Now, these are not the tapes of the broadcast. These are tapes of places where I teach the Bible at the seminary, Reformed Seminary in Orlando, the Billy Graham Training Center, at a Bible conference or a missions conference. And wherever you have a cassette recorder, we can study the Bible together. Every few weeks, you'll get a free tape. Hey, and when I say it's free, I really mean that, but it doesn't mean that I won't accept a contribution. If you can help us, some of you are called to do that. Pray about it. Be as generous as you can. You can charge it on your MasterCard, Visa, Discover card, included in your envelope. And for any contribution of any size, when you request it, I'll send you, as my thank you, the cassette teaching The Heart of the Incarnation Grace. Got to go. Whenever you write or call, give us the call letters of the station. And Key Life is a production of Key Life Network.